New Hampshire Senate poll shows tight margins as Hillary Clinton schedules return visit. By Jasmine Jordan on March 26, 2026. A survey of likely voters in New Hampshire highlights a competitive Senate landscape while a prominent Democratic figure prepares to re-enter the state's political scene ahead of a major party event. An Emerson College poll conducted March 21 to 23 among likely voters shows Representative Chris Pappas, D, leading former Senator John Sununu, R, by a narrow 45% to 44% margin in a hypothetical general election matchup. In a separate pairing, Pappas holds a wider advantage over former Senator Scott Brown, R, 48% to 39%. The same survey indicates Sununu leading the Republican primary field with 48% support, compared to Brown's 19%. Brown has previously described the race as one that could determine who controls the Senate and called the primary a total dogfight following Sununu's entry. Brown, who has emphasized grassroots campaigning, has pointed to direct voter outreach and in-person campaigning as central to his strategy, noting that it is literally one vote at a time. He has also raised concerns about Sununu's long absence from New Hampshire politics, arguing that it may affect voter familiarity, recounting interactions in which some voters mistake him for other members of the Sununu family and ask, "Who the hell is John?" Former First Lady and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's upcoming visit adds a national dimension to the race. She is scheduled to visit New Hampshire on April 25 to serve as the keynote speaker at the New Hampshire Democratic Party's McIntyre-Shaheen dinner in Nashua. The visit will mark Clinton's first public appearance in New Hampshire since 2019. She previously campaigned extensively in the state during her presidential runs, winning the Democratic primary there in 2008 and finishing second in 2016. Clinton's organization Onward Together, which operates as a 501c4 nonprofit and can raise funds without publicly disclosing donors, recently sold merchandise referencing the contempt proceedings with apparel bearing the phrase "Hold me in contempt until the cows come home," tied to the House Oversight Committee's recommendation to hold Bill and Hillary Clinton in contempt during its investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. During that testimony, Clinton said she had no idea about their criminal activities and stated she did not recall ever encountering Mr. Epstein, adding she had never flown on his plane or visited his island home or offices.